Maybe we'll get some luck. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ah, there you go. Fabulous. Because it's very important, this information. We've got Kath Rouse. G'day, Kath. How are you?
Oh, hi, Annie. I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm
This has been
good.
great listening.
Yeah. And Julie, who's a worker and a mum, I've been told, and you have been busy with a survey of against the this intoxic incinerator that they're talking about in Woollett. Do you want, first off, Julie, do you want to give us an idea of why you went out and got
A petition.
a petition against it? Tell us about that.
I first heard about the clean away incinerator from Kath. Kath put it online, and I saw that there was an information session by the EPA, and that was the first information that I'd actually even heard about it. But I hadn't heard about it. There were a lot of other people that haven't heard about it, and the purpose of the petition was one. To get as many people to know about this facility as possible, and two, to give them some information to make the right choice whether they want it or not.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because this kind of incinerator this is a an absolute greenwash. It's called waste to energy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Kath, what are the issues around having an incinerator like this?
I guess there's so many, and Julie will be able to tell you a lot as well, because I'm not an expert. I'm somebody who lives 15 kilometres from the planned one. Just it's 15 kilometres from North Coburg, so it's quite close to us. And these incinerators are so toxic that they're not permitted in the whole Sydney metropolitan area, and they're not permitted in Canberra. So, not coming from me, but coming from the EPA in New South Wales, they declined ones to be allowed in Western Sydney for many reasons. One of being the impacts to air quality and risk to human health are unknown.
Well, I
So,
was aware. I'm aware that actually they've been banned in as a technology in America and Europe. So what, they've come all the way over to Australia, to the outer suburbs of Melbourne, to poison our air.
some places in Europe don't allow them. Others, there are active incinerators across Europe. Countries like the Netherlands have the gold standard. They have a moratorium now on incinerators.
Yeah, so we're talking about 1.2 kilometres away from the Merri Creek, 5 kilometres away from primary schools, that sort of thing.
Julie can talk a little bit about the number of schools and who lives in the area.
Yeah, there are 59 schools within a 10-kilometre radius.
Oh, my goodness.
The facility is currently 1.8 kilometres to the nearest residence, but that will actually creep closer as the Woollert community expands and residential areas expand. So I just feel it's just too close to it's just too close for comfort, and it's definitely not in the right place. If the government really want to go ahead with this facility, they should choose a place where it's not so close to communities.
Well, the proposed trucking in and burning of over 1,000 tonnes of garbage per day, that's 380,000 per annum, does sound like something to worry about.
Yeah, especially with Cleanaway's record. Sadly, they have a very poor record on occupational health and safety. And this year, they were voted the Transport Workers Union of New South Wales' worst employer of the year.
Oh, yeah, I know there's been some really horrific deaths of workers in Cleanaway's industry, I'll have to say. People being crushed by their trucks and stuff like that. It's just really, really obviously they're not very caring about safety, but
And environment,
and the environment. But they've gone over to your area and bought some land. What have you heard anything from the local council and government out there?
No. And Julie, from talking to other people, we haven't heard anybody who's heard anything from the council.
The only thing I've seen online is that the local council is committed to greener and more sustainable waste disposal. This does not fit in with that profile.
So you guys are, Julie, can you tell me what reactions you've got from other people? I mean, you've garnered over almost 1,500 signatures.
And most of the people that have signed had no idea, and they're very shocked that this facility has been planned here, and they just don't want it here in our backyard. It's going to cause all sorts of issues for a community that's already struggling because they're a multicultural community. They have lots of language barriers, and putting in a submission is very difficult for them.
Ah, right. Yeah, no, I can see. And I noticed that one of the things that is going to happen at the public meeting that you've called for today, it's going to be at the Key Brookwood Community Centre, which is at 25 Hazel Glen Drive in Doreen, is that there's a video that's been made locally. And I noticed that your area is semi-rural, isn't it?
Yeah, but the north of Woolert is semi-rural, yes, and there are a lot of private properties along Summerhill Road, and what I've heard is those people along Summerhill Road didn't even know this was planned either until Cass brought it to the attention of the whole community.
That's extraordinary. You'll have to keep us posted. What time is this community meeting?
It's at 2:45 today.
2:45 today. So you're going to have to keep us posted about this, because incinerators of this sort are really no answer to our waste problems, are they?
Oh, not at all. And it's not just our word for it. We've been working with Zero Waste Australia as well, and they've put on a great fact sheet about this particular incinerator. And in September, just last year, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights visited Australia and spoke to lots of communities here in Melbourne. And he said, waste incinerator is the end of the line for fossil fuels. It reflects a linear process that's incompatible with any circular economy. It imposes heavy health and other costs to local communities, and is a significant source of greenhouse gases. It has been reported that even the most modern incinerators produce dioxins, furans, and toxic ash. Now, this is not some radical group. This is the UN Special Rapporteur here, you know, within the last 6 months to come and report on this. So we're really happy that you've given us the opportunity to let folks know, because the mainstream media didn't pick up on this. You know, it's a very significant issue.
It certainly is. Thank you very much for talking to us about it, and do keep us posted.
Thank you.
Thank you.